BP's history is full of discoveries, starting in 1908 with oil found in a rugged part of Persia after a long and difficult search. Since then, discoveries large and small have fueled our progress. Where did they find the energy? First, oil. The smell was unmistakable. It was a smell you could see. The vapors rose clearly in the sunlight and stank of rotten eggs. But to the explorer George Reynolds, it was the best thing he had smelled in 7 years. He instructed the men to keep drilling. Torrential rains had washed away 4 months of work on a link road, where 2 weeks ago a drill bit had fallen off in one of the two last chance wells and taken more than a week to fish out. But vindication was in the air. By the early morning of the 26th of May 1908, the whole camp reeked of sulphur. At 4 o'clock, the drill reached 1,180 feet and fountain of oil spewed out of the dawn sky. From remote Persia, telegrams were slow. Mr. Darcy got the good news 5 days later. "If this is true, all of our troubles are over," he beamed, adding, "I am telling no one about it until I have the news confirmed." Within a year, the Anglo-Persian Oil Company, which would one day become BP, was in business. The press talked up the vastness of the new company's potential to the point that on the day Anglo-Persian stock opened for trading in London and Glasgow, people stood five deep in the front of the cashier at a Scottish bank, desperate to get in on the action. And William Darcy, who had nearly lost everything, was richer than he had ever been in his life. BP's history is full of discoveries, starting in 1908 with oil found in a rugged part of Persia after a long and difficult search. Since then, discoveries large and small have fueled our progress. Where did they find the energy? First, oil. The smell was unmistakable. It was a smell you could see. The vapors rose clearly in the sunlight and stank of rotten eggs. But to the explorer George Reynolds, it was the best thing he had smelled in 7 years. He instructed the men to keep drilling. Torrential rains had washed away 4 months of work on a link road, where 2 weeks ago a drill bit had fallen off in one of the two last chance wells and taken more than a week to fish out. But vindication was in the air. By the early morning of 26th of May 1908, the whole camp reeked of sulphur. At 4 o'clock, the drill reached 1,180 feet and a fountain of oil spewed out into the dawn sky. From remote Persia, telegrams were slow. Mr. Darcy got the news 5 days later. "If this is true, all our troubles are over," he beamed, adding, "I am telling no one about it until I have the news confirmed." Within a year, the Anglo-Persian Oil Company, which would one day become BP, was in business. The press talked up the vastness of the new company's potential, to the point that on the day Anglo-Persian stock opened for trading in London and Glasgow, people stood five deep in front of the cashiers at a Scottish bank, desperate to get in on the action. And William Darcy, who had nearly lost everything, was richer than he had ever been in his life.